Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has wrapped up a peace mission to India and Pakistan, praising both sides for taking steps to ease tensions. But Rumsfeld cautioned that more needs to be done to ensure that war does not break out between these two nuclear powers. A senior Pakistani official says his country still feels threatened by Indian troops. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Speaking to reporters, Secretary Rumsfeld said that diplomatically the situation in South Asia has improved, but militarily it remains stuck in what he calls a state of reasonably high alert. Rumsfeld says the Pakistani and Indian armies are beginning to feel the stress. The hair trigger situation, he says, is untenable in the long run and, at the very least, bad for business.
Any businessman that went to their board of directors and said, "Well, board of directors, I think I'll build a plant in South Asia right now," the board of directors would say, "Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't they have forces on each other's borders? Don't they have a tense situation? Aren't they not talking?" And investments don't get made. Money's a coward. People vote with their feet and their pocketbooks. And those decisions are getting made every day. And the people of this country and the people of India are going to benefit enormously as the tensions to continue to come down, as I believe they can and should.
India has recently taken several steps aimed at reducing tensions. It's reopened its airspace to Pakistani airliners and withdrawn several warships from waters near Pakistan. Soon it will dispatch a new ambassador to Islamabad. But Pakistan's foreign minister, Abdul Sattar, says India needs to do more.
We welcome the steps, however marginal, that India has taken, which have had a certain psychological impact, but there is no change whatsoever in the capability of the Indian forces massed on our borders and the line of control. Therefore, there is no real reduction in the threat.
Indian officials say they won't withdraw their troops until they see that Pakistan is serious about permanently stopping the flow of militants across the line of control, the de facto border that separates Pakistani and Indian-held Kashmir. The question is how to verify this. Pakistan has proposed deploying international troops, American and British, to monitor the line of control. But that's not likely to happen. India doesn't want to internationalize the Kashmir dispute. Instead, Secretary Rumsfeld says the U.S. might provide technology, such as electronic sensors, to help monitor border infiltrations. Pakistan clearly would like the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the Kashmir dispute. Secretary Rumsfeld says the U.S. is prepared to help, but as he made clear during this exchange with Pakistan's Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar, the U.S. is not about to act as mediator.
We expect more of the United States.
Well, let me say this. We keep trying to expect more of ourselves. But there is no magic wand in this world. In the last analysis, people, countries, sort out their own problems.
Secretary Rumsfeld downplayed comments he made yesterday about al-Qaeda fighters possibly operating in Kashmir. The defense secretary says the U.S. has scraps of intelligence and speculative reports, but no hard evidence that al-Qaeda is now active in Kashmir. Meanwhile, there are unconfirmed reports that several al-Qaeda members who are American citizens have been arrested in Pakistan. Two of the men allegedly have links to Jose Padilla, accused of plotting to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb in the U.S. A U.S. official says the embassy in Islamabad is looking into these reports, but so far they are unaware of any Americans arrested in Pakistan. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.